you are listening to Northern Community Radio. We're 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley Bemidji, 89.9 Brainerd, 103.9 Ely, KAXE.org. And you can tell your smart speaker to play KAXE. We connect you to Northern Minnesota. Up next, it's the World Cafe.
You might think a supergroup made up of four artists who have their own successful solo careers would be full of drama and one-upmanship, everyone trying to steal the spotlight for themselves. But that's not the case with Colorado bluegrass band Big Richard. The quartet is made up of mandolin player Bonnie Sims, fiddle player Eve Panning, bassist Hazel Royer, and cellist Joy Adams, who says,
"When we first sat down in Bonnie's living room and started playing together, I was almost in tears because it just felt so good. It felt like I could play my best solos. Because I wasn't competing with them, they were like, yeah, can you do it? Yeah, do it."
That supportive atmosphere and musical chemistry made them want to keep playing together once they started. And their friendship is evident on stage, both in their performances and in their banter, which is as fun and as clever as their name, Big Richard.
We got a lot of hate mail about our name, so we're like, well,
really?
Now we have to play again.
Big Richard plays for you on Sense of Place Colorado today. I'm Raina Duras, and this is World Cafe.
For KAXE News, I'm Chelsea Perkins with the Up North Report. The St. Louis County Sheriff's Office and the rescue squad located two lost hikers in a remote area of Bearhead State Park on Saturday. According to a news release, one of the hikers called 911 shortly after 6 p.m., but poor cell coverage in the area meant deputies could not make contact. St. Louis County dispatchers were able to get GPS coordinates, however, and the hiker placed a second call where they were told to stay put. Responders used a drone to locate the hikers, and rescue squad members walked to them and guided them out of the woods. The hikers were visiting the area and were not familiar with the park's rough terrain. Neither needed medical attention, but they were not prepared to spend the night in the woods, according to a news release. Lake County is facing a double-barreled legal action that is likely to throw a virtual hand grenade into the planned development of a resort property. The Timberjay newspaper reports the 62-acre parcel, located on the narrows between Farm and White Iron Lakes, has been the subject of intense local controversy over a planned redevelopment that would greatly increase the density of residential units and increase vehicle and boat traffic at the site. Local property owners and residents organized under the name Community Advocates for Responsible Development, or CARD, and they have filed suit against the proposal earlier this month. The suit alleges that the Lake County Planning Commission knowingly violated county ordinances and state law when it approved a conditional use permit and preliminary plat for Silver Rapids Lodge. Those approvals allowed far greater density of development at the site than allowed. Later that same day, the Department of Natural Resources filed its own lawsuit, making similar allegations. Timberjay publisher Marshall Helmberger says citizens expressed concern over the development given the rural nature of Lake County.
It was very clear that the county had been told repeatedly by both legal counsel for the citizens group as well as by the DNR that they were not, you know, in compliance with, or at least the proposal was not in compliance with their ordinance of the law. And for them to just go ahead and approve it anyway, you know, at the density that the developers have requested is really pretty astonishing.
Included in CARD's court filing are exhibits that plaintiffs believe show that the Planning Commission knew the conditional use permit they approved in September was in violation. Minnesota is in its first cold snap of the fall season, with snow even falling in far northeastern Minnesota over the weekend, and a new law aims to protect renters from thermostat hangups with their landlord. It coincides with renewed calls for residents in need to tap into heating bill assistance. Mike Moen of Minnesota News Connection has the story.
A new state law requires landlords to ensure inside temperatures within rental units don't go below 68 degrees between October and the end of April. And for households struggling to keep up with heating costs, local offices are again assisting with applications for the state's Energy Assistance Program, which helps cover those expenses. Nicole Paulson of the Southeastern Minnesota Community Action Agency says it gives families financial breathing room.
They're able to maybe pay more towards groceries, or their kids are allowed to do a sporting event that they wouldn't have been able to do.
Just a few years ago, Minnesota expanded income eligibility for this type of aid. For example, a household of four can earn up to $68,000 a year and still qualify. Last year, offices under the Minnesota Community Action Partnership Network processed nearly 200,000 energy assistance applications. And even though consumer prices have cooled, Paulson says some households may still be feeling the effects of inflation and are considering this type of aid for the first time. She says offices like hers can make the application process less stressful.
We in the office here determine your eligibility, and based on that, you are awarded a grant.
The typical grant is around $500 and goes straight to the utility provider to apply to your heating costs. Minnesota has a long-standing cold weather rule, which prevents utility disconnections during the winter, so long as customers behind on their bills work out a reasonable payment plan with their utility. This is Mike Moen for Minnesota News Connection.
That's it for the Up North Report from the KAXE News Desk. I'm Chelsea Perkins, telling the stories of Northern Minnesota through local news.
The Up North Report on KAXE is made possible by Woodland Bank, providing customers with personal and business banking solutions, as well as offering Kasasa checking accounts. You can learn more online at woodland.bank.
This is World Cafe. I'm Rena Duras. The all-woman bluegrass quartet Big Richard was only supposed to be temporary. A supergroup of some of the best players out there who all have their own successful solo careers formed to play a one-off festival gig, but quickly realized they wanted to keep it going. The group is made up of mandolin player Bonnie Sims, who's part of the duo Bonnie and Taylor Sims, fiddle player and orchestra teacher Eve Panning, Berkeley-educated bassist Hazel Royer, and cellist Joy Adams, who's performed with Bruce Hornsby, Ben Folds, Chick Corea, and more. Coming up, Big Richard talk about falling in love with playing together and why playing with women is a totally different vibe than playing with men. They also perform live, including some songs from their upcoming full-length album arriving in the new year called Girl Dinner. This session was recorded in front of a live audience at Washington's in Fort Collins as part of our Sense of Place Colorado series. They begin with a song from Girl Dinner called You Don't Come. This is Big Richard, live for the World Cafe.
When the fish don't bite, when the creek runs dry, you don't come this way now anymore.
performing in front of a live World Cafe audience at Washington's in Fort Collins, Colorado. That was Big Richard with You Don't Come from their upcoming new album, Girl Dinner. I'm Raina Duras, joined by Big Richard. Welcome to the World Cafe.
Thank you.
First of all, for people listening to the radio so they can know whose voice is whose, can we go one by one, introduce yourself, say what you do in the band, and Joy, we'll start with you down at the end.
Sure, I'm Joy Adams. I play cello and banjo and fiddle and sometimes octave mandolin.
Hi, I'm Hazel Royer, and I play the bass and guitar.
Hi, I'm Bonnie Sims, and I play the mandolin and the guitar.
I'm Eve Panning, and I play the fiddle.
So this band started with a festival appearance that was just supposed to be a one-off show. And Eve, it was you who got the call from the festival. What were they looking for?
Yeah, I got a call from a local, one of my favorite local Colorado festivals, and they reached out to me and they asked me to put together a band of lady musicians, a lady bluegrass band for the festival. Yeah, these ladies were my first call. It was a band that we'd talked about before. We were playing with a different bass player at the time. Yeah.
Right, so you already had like this kind of idea was floating around.
Yeah, and it had just never really happened. We'd kind of loosely talked about it at one point. All of us had never met before. And COVID hit and the opportunity never really presented itself to make it happen. And yeah. So then when it did, it...
So Joy, Bonnie, when you got that phone call, what was your reaction?
This is what we said. We said, oh yeah, bro.
So that's a good sound.
Yeah.
So how familiar, you were very familiar with each other's music before, even though you hadn't met?
We hadn't officially met.
Yeah.
We knew each other from the scene.
Yeah. So how did you decide what you wanted to play at that festival together?
We just learned all of our favorite songs at that
point.
We had
way too many songs. We had like three times as many songs as we needed for the show. So we didn't get to play all of them. And that was one of the reasons we booked another show. That, and we got a lot of hate mail about our name. So we were like, well,
really?
Now we have to play again.
People didn't think it was appropriate.
No.
They said
it wasn't appropriate
crass, for women to be making these kind of jokes. It wasn't needed.
I'm going to admit something that's kind of embarrassing is that it took me like a while to realize it was a joke. I was like, oh, Big Richard. I guess it's a reference to a large man named Richard. And I did not get the joke until I was like sitting there listening to you guys. I was like, oh.
We actually had some hospitality folks at a festival recently. We went and we used our trailer and we used it in the way that we normally use it, which is we took or ate all of the snacks, like every single one. We'll take them. We'll put them in our van. And then we also turned the AC on because it was very hot. And then the lady who came in to like clean up, she's like, I thought you guys were like a big man named Richard because all the snacks were gone and the AC was turned down really low. Thought he was really hot. I was like, no, it was just us. We're hot and we love snacks.
Like, see, we're Big Richard.
The stereotypes already coming into play. Could you talk a little bit about that first time you played together and what it felt like playing on stage together?
There's a lot of laughter. There was a lot of, I think something that felt musically, everything just felt like it gelled really quickly. You know, sometimes you get together with bands and you get together with people you haven't played music with before. And it takes a long time to like come up with arrangements and figure out kind of how you want to approach things. But it felt like we just had a shared musical vision.
Well, I'm curious about this because you are so accomplished, each of you individually already, and then you get together to play together and you're all these strong musicians, strong personalities. How does that dynamic work?
It works so well. And I really think it works so well because we're four women. I mean, I love playing with men. I play with a lot of amazing men, but there's a certain vibe. I don't want to say it's competitive all the time, but it's competitive like 98% of the time. And there's something to be said about, I don't know, when we first sat down in Bonnie's living room and started playing together, I was almost in tears because it just felt so good. It felt like I could play my best solos because I wasn't competing with them. They were like, yeah, can you do it? Yeah, do it. It was that attitude all the time and it hasn't really stopped. So it felt, everything was very freeing. Yeah, every step of it. I think we all got addicted real fast. And we also all like peed our pants in that first rehearsal. We were laughing so hard. These women are so funny. Can't handle it.
I'm talking with Big Richard on World Cafe today. That first song we heard off the top, you wrote together. The next song that we're going to hear was written by Hazel. Hazel, before we hear you guys play Town Line, what can you tell us about writing this one?
This song I wrote just about, I'm from Boston and I live there. And it's just about walking around my neighborhood and seeing all the things that are in my neighborhood. It's like Mr. Rogers.
Yeah, that's nice.
I guess. Yeah.
Love that. All right, take us there. This is Big Richard performing Town Line live for the World Cafe. Big Richard performing for a live audience at Washington's in Fort Collins for World Cafe, Sense of Place, Colorado. I'm Rena Duras talking to Eve Hazeljoy and Bonnie of Big Richard. Okay, so we talked a little bit about the name Big Richard earlier. It obviously is a funny tongue-in-cheek name for an all-woman band. How did you arrive at that name?
It's about embracing our masculine and feminine energy and having a lot of
experience on both sides of the line.
A lot of Big Richard energy.
Yeah, a lot of Big Richard energy, because we're fully formed humans who lean into our masculine as well as our feminine selves. We all have male alter egos in this band as well.
Oh, do you?
Yeah. So we have, like, you see us as four women. That's what you perceive us as. But inside, we're just four strong boys who want to mash grass.
In a boy band.
We're a boy band.
B-O-I. Boy band.
So do you want to meet our alter egos? You want to meet the boys?
Yeah, I do. I really do.
Okay. She wants to meet them.
Okay, I'll start. I'm Ski Boy. And Ski Boy is like forever 17. He's always high. He lives in his mom's basement, skis all day, and doesn't have a real job. Plays in a bluegrass band. It's not too far from the truth. I don't live in my mom's basement. She lives far away from here.
I'm Blazel. Blazel likes Dungeons and Dragons. And I think he might live in a mom's basement.
Him and Ski Boy are actually buddies.
Yeah, they're buddies. They might be roommates. They're brothers.
Okay, but Ski Boy and Blazel, we like to think living in mom's basements.
We like to think of Blazel as a sexually active band nerd. That's like the archetype, the male archetype.
No, that's what Bonnie likes to think of Blazel as.
That's true, actually. Bonnie, what about yours?
I am Cowboy Daddy. Yes, because you know Bill Monroe is the father of bluegrass, but I'm the daddy of bluegrass. Which is, it's the same, but it's different. It's a little more personal. That's it. I'm a love him and leave him type of man. I ride in at sunset. I ride out at dawn. You don't know my last name. And my mustache is something you'll never forget.
I'm just Steve. That's it.
We're not going to say anything about Steve. Do we have to say stuff about Steve?
Steve's a Midwestern dad who likes grilling. I also just realized I missed a belt buckle on my pants, and that feels like something Steve
typical
would do.
Steve. Typical Steve. Classics.
Whoops. Oh, well. Yeah, Steve likes to grill. Steve likes his dog. Steve likes flannels.
He might be a serial killer.
Yeah, you don't know. Typical Midwest dad.
The lore.
So now that we're acquainted with your male alter egos, when you talk about masculine and feminine sides in a band, how does that, what, could you talk a little bit about what masculine or feminine energy is in songwriting or in performing and how that comes out in this band?
I think there's a lot of roles that are placed on performers that I don't think mean anything, like, as far as like how much of a woman or how much of a man you are. Like, I remember rolling up to a festival here in Colorado, and I went to get my backstage credentials, and the lady was like, "Are you in the band, or are you just sleeping with someone in the band?" It's like that
she
kind
said,
of.
She actually said
yes,
that?
Yes, and then I was clearly horrified, and she tried to backtrack, and she was like, "Oh, you must be the singer in the band." And I was like, "Nope, I'm the rhythm section of the band." And that was so surprising. There's also like I still will be on stage with a whole bunch of musicians, and they'll go down the line for solos, and they'll skip me. That happens all the time. And I can take a solo, as it turns out. And I feel like the like big, aggressive, loud musical energy is associated with more masculine stuff. But like we can all do that. And we can also go to the softer side, softer, sensitive side too. But we hate being told what to do in either category. We can do both.
I had somebody come up to me after a gig. I played in a different band with, it was me and then all men. I had a great time. It was awesome. But after our set, a man came up to me and he said, "Usually women are just a pretty face on stage, but you can actually play." And so, yeah, I don't know.
I think more than those roles being like something that is mandated through the music, because in the music, there has been all kinds of rule breakers and tons of amazing women that have come before us. It's about the expectation. So the expectation is there, and that's what kind of feels stifling or feels suffocating as a performer. So that's something that we encounter and try to strive to kind of shake up or lampoon or kind of even make fun of with this band.
I am talking to Big Richard in Colorado on World Cafe. You're going to play another original for us called The Missing Stair. Is there anything you'd like to tell us about The Missing Stair before we hear it?
It's kind of an examination of the reality that we have in our communities when you have somebody who is unsafe or makes you feel uncomfortable. We tend to, as humans, and especially as women humans, change our own behavior to kind of get around that person. And this song puts it in an analogy of a missing stair in a staircase and what that means to somebody who knows that stair is missing and they can just step over it, and what it means when the stair is gone and you don't know the stair is gone and you have a really unsafe staircase. So it's called The Missing Stair. We're born.
the missing stare.
Pluck Old Hen. Big Richard performing live for the World Cafe at Washington's in Fort Collins for our Sense of Place Colorado series. Their upcoming new album is called Girl Dinner. I've been talking to Bonnie Sims, Joy Adams, Hazel Royer, and Eve Panning of Big Richard today. Thank you so much. It's been so much fun. I had a great time talking to you guys.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us. We had fun too.
I'm Raina Duras, back in a moment with more World Cafe. Before the break on World Cafe, you heard a session from Big Richard, recorded live in Fort Collins as part of our Sense of Place Colorado series. They played songs from their upcoming new album, Girl Dinner. You can find an extended cut of that session with extra songs and a conversation about what each of them like to eat for Girl Dinner at worldcafe.org. You can also find it on the World Cafe podcast on Spotify or Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. Here's Nora Jones. It's Flipside.
Moments. driving around looking for action. Mountain range come into view. The colors, they change with the sun and the rain. And maybe now I'm different too. Last night I prayed for direction. This morning when it showed, I didn't hold on, now baby is gone. And you tell me now that's just how it goes. Ooh, you give me peace of mind. Ooh, you give me peace of mind. Honey, you make it look easy, floating above the world. But when you least expect, your body electric brings you back to that little girl. Running through the streets of the village, talking to strangers on high. 98 in the shade for this you were made, but my northern blood was begging to fly. Ooh, you give me peace of mind. Peace of mind. Blood in the river turning to dust. Who will deliver the two of circus, honey, would you follow a clown? I dreamed I attended my funeral, children playing in the rain. A dandelion placed over my face, and I'll never be the same again. Ooh, you give me peace of mind.
Leif Volbeck, Peace of Mind Evening from his new album Revelation, features a really interesting guy on bass named Shahzad Ismaili, who has a rare genetic disorder since he was a kid where he had surgeries, he spent time without sight, he can't regulate his body temperature. He's become this really incredible in-demand musician. He's played on that record you just heard. He was on Feist's last album. He's worked with Yoko Ono. There's a piece about him and his life in the New York Times last year if you want to check it out. It's just fascinating. More music in a minute on World Cafe. It's World Cafe. Raina Duras with you. And this is Bridget Calls Me Baby. We were never alive.
Couldn't ask. Take me out tonight.
Just think of the electric bill. There is a light that never goes out. The Smiths, lighting your way to the end of this hour of World Cafe. I want to say thank you again to our guests this hour for Sense of Place Colorado, Big Richard, to the folks at Washington's in Fort Collins, to World Cafe senior producer Kimberly Junod for her work on that session, and to the Wincote Foundation, who make Sense of Place possible. We produce this show at WXPN at the University of Pennsylvania in Philadelphia. I'm Rena Duras. Thanks for listening to World Cafe from NPR.
World Cafe is supported by the Pew Charitable Trusts, sharing about the state of housing in America on the After the Fact podcast, available at pewtrusts.org/afterthefact. And by Carnegie Corporation of New York, supporting innovations in education, democratic engagement, and the advancement of international peace and security. More information is available online at carnegie.org.
Another hour ahead of the World Cafe. This is 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley Bemidji, 89.9 Brainerd, and on your smart speaker. We are telling the stories of Northern Minnesota through music, news, conversation, and events. Check out our playlist, podcasts, and more at KAXE.org.
October is spooky season, sure. But isn't fall also the most romantic season? It's wedding season. There's something about the chill in the air and the leaves that might make you want to go on a walk holding hands with that special someone. And Faye Webster has the song to go with it.